Who's Dr. Schumacher?
Big Painting of History and Physical and Carol Crum, C-R-U-M. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Day 18 was June 15, 2022. Paragraph chief complaint, no patient profile. Crum. There's an 85-year-old female who recently moved into the way actually. The place is not, it's Pines of Burton. Is what it's not. It's not. I mean, it's the Pines of Burton. This is Pines recently moved into the Pines of Burton period. She is 85 years old. The parish chief complained. She has dementia and she has left leg pain, period. She also has Barrett's esophagus, period. She was seen for an initial admission. The period of history of present illness, Mrs. Crum complains of pain in the left leg, period. Actually, it was negative, period. His tenderness in the left sacroiliac joint, period. It does hinder her somewhat, period. She also has a history of hypertension, but this is currently stable without any headache or any cardiac symptoms, period. Have this with gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is not too bothersome when seen today, period. Information was obtained largely from her family and also the staff at the assisted living, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye no complaints, ENT no complaints, no sore throat or hoarseness, respiratory or dyspneic copper sputum, cardiovascular or chest pain or palpitation, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding, GMT has some scabs in the leg. This is negative from her, but the leg pain bothers her the most, period. She was walking better about 6 weeks ago and is having difficulty now, period. There's a more confusion as to what to do, period. New paragraph, review of pastis is positive for anxiety, hypertension, uterine prolapse, leg pain, Barrett's esophagus, new paragraph allergies, penicillin, new paragraph medications. Doctor said 100 milligrams twice a day. Pepcid 40 milligrams twice a day, gabapentin 100 milligrams every 12 hours. Hydralazine 25 milligrams every 12 hours. Lisinopril 40 milligrams daily. Tylenol 1,000 milligrams every 8 hours. Tramadol 50 milligrams every 12 hours. Tylenol 50 milligrams every 6 hours. PRN. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Real blood pressure 132 over 78, temperature 97.2, oxygen saturation 92%, pulse 84, head and neck is unremarkable, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, inspection, hearing seems okay. Next up are no master nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal, sinus, no gout, no murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial nerve growth see normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal. His tenderness over the left sacroiliac area, period. There's no significant pain with flexing or standing the hips, period. The pain is hindering her enough with her walking, period. New paragraph, mental status, her affect was normal, period. In orientation of time, she's at 1 out of 5, period. She knew the season, but not the day, fame, month, or year, period. In orientation, the place is scored 2 out of 5, period. She knew the state and floor, but not the county, city, or type of place, period. She's oriented the person, period, affect normal. In paragraph, assessment of plants, one, this is Crumb, has what seems like sacroiliitis, and the tenderness is in the back over the pelvis in the sacroiliac area, and I'll add lidocaine patch daily, period. She may take Celebrex 200 milligrams twice a, or daily for 2 weeks, period. She needs Tylenol 1,000 milligrams every 8 hours, period. Two, she has dementia, and I'll monitor her cognition in the near future, period. Three, she has hypertension, which is stable. I will continue lisinopril 20 milligrams daily and hydralazine 25 milligrams daily. Four, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease. I'll continue Pepcid 40 milligrams daily. Five, she has constipation. I will continue colate 100 milligrams twice a day, period. In addition to the scheduled Tylenol 1,000 milligrams every 8 hours, she has Tylenol 650 every 6 hours is needed for pain, but she's not to exceed 3 grams from all sources in a 24-hour period, period. The above-named meds constitute her entire medication list at the present time, period. Was Dr. Schumacher dictating? End of dictation.
The first thing that is more quick.